Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show we talk around with our pals from Talk Radio News. William McDonald is in our virtual green room. He's had a long day. He was on the Hill today and all over Washington. And, of course, a lot is always happening, especially as you get closer to that summer recess. Hey, William, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So what was the biggest buzz coming out of the Capitol today?
So the biggest buzz was right now, right before Memorial Day, the Congress is up against a number of deadlines regarding trade, regarding the surveillance issue, the Patriot Act, infrastructure, and there's been some serious infighting, you know, between obviously over the trade agreement between the president and his fellow Democrats, and then the Republicans are really looking to get this passed. A number of senators are concerned over the surveillance program that was passed last week. It's really a crunch time right now, and they got to get this done by Thursday. Otherwise, certain parts of the Patriot Act will actually expire, and Leader Mitch McConnell is looking to keep the full thing as it is up through 2020, but he's getting some backlash from Democrats and more libertarian-leaning Republicans.
Wow. So that's interesting. I understand why that is. That makes complete sense to me. And, you know, when we see that happens, what's also interesting, and we do this on the show all the time, is, you know, 2016 is a ways away. It may seem like it's in our rear view mirror, but it's even further in our rear view mirror, if you know what I mean, William. But yet, every single day, even in the Capitol, the conversation is toward who's running, and the Republicans keep on throwing more people into the mix while the Democrats aren't doing very much in that area. Am I perceiving that right? Is there always conversation going on about who's running and who's going to throw in next?
You know what? I am so happy you brought that up because there's a number of things that are going on. So right now, yes, there's talk and people are saying off the record, off the record, off the record. But this is it's just remarkable that by the first Republican presidential debate, they're going to have about 15 people up on that stage. They've never had that before. The Republican National Committee has never had to deal with that number of people. And it's very interesting that on the right, you've got over a dozen people who really believe that they could run, that they're capable to run as a president. Okay? And on the Democrat side, you really only have two people at the moment, you know? So it's really interesting, and we're going to see how they're going to be able to get the debate organized for all these people.
Yeah. Was there any conversation in the mix between all those things we just talked about infrastructure and what happened with that Amtrak train? Because so many really politicians take that train, frankly, on the Northeast Corridor from Washington to Philly or to New York, whether they're aides or whatever. Is anybody talking about that?
Yeah, so today the FBI was in contact with the NTVS, and they had looking to see the claims that something had struck the front wing of the train, and I've seen pictures, and it does look like something has struck that. But they cannot confirm as of this hour what exactly happened. But it's not that uncommon for it to happen. They've opened a lawsuit. Congress has capped anything paid out at $200 million. But with 8 deaths and over 200 people injured. And even now today, the conductor, I'm sorry, I'm misplacing his name. He has actually filed lawsuits against Amtrak. So this is a full-on class action suit, and only $200 million is capped. And so Congress may have to adjust that, you know, to help pay for medical bills for, you know, the damage that has been done.
Yeah, because the damage is, I mean, crazy, the amount of damage, no question.
Really?
Yeah, it's really sad. All right, William McDonald, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The other big story to kick around right here from the get-go is the biker gang throwdown, the chaos in Waco, Texas. 9 people were killed. They ended up shutting down the franchise. This one particular franchisee was shut down. Twin Peaks was the name of the restaurant in a very busy area. And you think of Waco, Texas, and, you know, it's a college town. A lot of families live in Waco, Texas. And they knew that this was happening. The officers that were there on the scene, it was crazy. First of all, hundreds of bikes, it was strange, and cleaning up this nightmare, were just hauled off. And now they're all evidence. They're all part of the evidence. And you have a massive amount of gangs in prison now. 200 people arrested as they try to process them. They're just actually, I talked to someone a little while ago, they're just finishing all that up right now because they had to process so many people and hear so many stories and everything else connected to that, or what they weren't hearing anyway. And there were a couple of really big gangs involved in them. One of them was the Bandidos, and they've got gangs, motorcycle clubs up and down, you know, the United States, and so do the Cossacks too. They were the two big gangs here that were going after each other. I mean, it was really unbelievable, like I said in a previous show, where you've got brass knuckles and chains and knives. I mean, they brought everything with the kitchen sink to this fight, and they knew it was going to turn into a fight. Baseball bats. I mean, they came in swinging. Nobody stood down. And now they're concerned about that this could get worse, that they could go into other towns and we may see something explode in even a different area. And there has certainly been a history of violence for some of these motorcycle gangs, and the connections to cartel and drugs and the selling women and all kinds of things, the further you peel back the onion on this. 170 people plus arrested and charged, 18 hospitalized. Shooting, stabbing, smashing each other at a Twin Peaks restaurant. For 2 months, the cops were concerned with what was going on with the bikers at Twin Peaks. They were concerned. They had special events for that clientele, so they were getting people to come in, but they were worried. They so much so that they had patrolled outside and kept checking out what was going on, and they wanted them to know that we're around, but it still didn't matter. What was predicted could unfold happened anyway, even with all the police that were around. Wow. Unbelievable. We haven't heard the last of this, trust me. More on that and some other musings on the flip side.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
If you want to weigh in on this biker thing, you can. So were you hip to the fact that these motorcycle clubs were thriving and surviving on cash that people sent in to belong to the biker club? And I don't know, did they know where all the coin was going? And apparently, and anyone who talks, they kind of talk with their voice disguised, and usually they're wearing a disguise because for fear of repercussions. But these gangs are pretty intense. I guess I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew there were motorcycle gangs, but, and maybe this is being naive, I was kind of thinking the Easy Rider kind of gangs, and that, yes, there were some rough and tumble and unbelievable things that still was, you know, were happening out there. But I didn't suspect that that it was really, when I think of gangs, that it was that kind of a gang anymore. That was bygone days. That it wasn't quite the same thing. That the kind of gang that is so rough and will throttle you and will rumble with another gang is not the motorcycle gang kind of group. But apparently, you know what? It is. And that was a nasty piece of business. I mean, they were inviting them in, so that's what was happening. They were going to Twin Peaks and hanging out. And whatever business deal went awry or whatever happened, that was a continuation. That was part of, I think, the overflow is what that was about. It was part of that. And the cops knew it. They knew that they were having problems there, and that's why they said that they didn't try to do the plain clothes thing, assimilate, any of that kind of stuff. They just wanted to show that they were around, figuring it might dissuade them. And apparently, you know, we've got all kinds of motorcycle gangs coming from all directions in Texas when you have the local police being put on high alert for trouble when Twin Peaks hosted their bike nights, because you'd have these motorcycle gangs that got involved when bikers from another part of the state got involved. So the bloodshed on Sunday, that was building for a long time. And because Twin Peaks didn't try to dissuade the bikers, instead invited them in, they invited this sort of thing, you know, knowing that this sort of thing could explode, and of course it exploded. The good thing is that nobody else was hurt outside of the gang, so there were other people in there and there were employees and none of them were hurt. That didn't happen, so thank goodness for that. And the sergeant who was on the scene was incredibly happy that the franchise was pulled from the person who had it in Waco. Because what a disaster for Twin Peaks. You know, they certainly don't want that. They don't want that connected, that, hey, that's what they were doing. They were inviting them, and, of course, that's what happened. But I'll tell you, the eeriest sight, I think, was, well, first of all, you had covers on the ground, which was covering bodies. You had so many police officers everywhere roaming around. You had kids running around the parking lot. And then you saw these bikes being taken away, and it was the craziest thing. It looked like if you closed your eyes and imagined nothing but the bikes, you were on a Harley-Davidson lot, and you were looking at bikes. But they turned their weapons on each other, and then this is what happened. Imagine the nightmare of processing this. Incredible. I mean, will you look at some of these bikers in these packs a little bit differently now when you're going down the road? Like I said, you want to throw in your two cents. I want to hear that. Did you realize that this kind of stuff was going on? I knew that there were gangs. I know a lot of things about gangs, a lot of things about the Zetas and the cartelish gangs, but I didn't realize that what used to happen with these gangs still was really happening nowadays. And they're 19, 20, 21. A lot of them are younger, but not all of them are younger. Pete in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Pete.
Hey, back when I was riding as an independent over in New Mexico, we would have Memorial Day ride up like a Red River.
Mm-hmm.
And the police would escort the Hell's Angels in, and they would party with the independents and the townspeople for that first night, and then they would escort them out of the county, and then they would bring in the banditos, and you would party again with the independents and the townspeople. But you don't get two groups together like that. That's like two pit bulldogs. Gnashing of teeth will occur.
Wow, so there is sort of a procedure then for that, like, yeah. Just like they were talking about. So you got to mingle with them and hang out, and hey, these are real biker guys, but they're not doing any harm to you. They're just partying, and then as long as the other crew isn't there, they move on.
Right.
Wow.
I shot pool with some bad individuals from L.A., you know. We had a great time. They moved on, and the next group came in. We had a good time. You know, it's no problem. That's how you do it.
Would you say the Hell's Angels are a little bit different now than the Banditos? No.
I'm not going to say. That's the Banditos are the Banditos. I'll just leave it like that.
Yeah, the Banditos, I've understood for some people, Pete, that the Banditos are really a wild bunch of cats. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around and there's not much to see, but you know, when you see them on the road, just pull over and let them drive on through. You know, you're not that big a hurry.
There you go. Some sage advice from Pete. Pete, I'm glad you called and threw in your two cents, because you know what you're talking about there. It's funny because Pete, I think I said this the other night, I have friends that ride bikes, and they've gone to the Sturgis, you know, that thing where it's the big gathering of all the bikers. And I'll have to ask my one friend, who certainly is not in, you know, he's an independent, what it was like for him, and if he's had this similar experience to Pete. I guarantee he knows about those gangs. But I think this kind of springs all of this, you know, all of this open because of the because of what happened here in Waco. And when Pete's saying, hey, they come through, you're not in that big of a hurry, pull over, then trust me, I think that's what you do. I don't think you want to get into a thing with the Cossacks or the Banditos or, you know, any of them. You just slide on over and don't have any problems with that. They must, in South Dakota, they must really have a way of, because it's like a festival, they must have a way of keeping everything separate. If you've got these motorcycle clubs, you know, you've got a motorcycle club, which is different than what organized crime and notorious bike gangs. These certainly were some notorious bike gangs. That's how you ended up with this biker brawl. And then you have all the other independents and the people who love motorcycles and take it a little bit further than, oh, I have a motorcycle and I just ride it in the neighborhood and ride it here and there and occasionally take it out for a further ride. I mean, you have people that are on the road and they're not part of this. So it'd be interesting to hear some of those encounters, I would think. And, you know, the non-criminal endeavors and people like my friends, there's two of them in particular, they fall into that category. And they've ridden all over the place, Colorado to the thing in South Dakota, California. I mean, you know, anywhere you can possibly imagine. And I wonder if they ever get into a thing where they run into some of these other gangs and if they're just kind of, hey, tap you on the back and it's no big deal, or does it go a little bit deeper than that? And I think a lot of people had the same feeling as me, that would you know, unless but of course they display their colors and they display their logos, but would you know a Bandito from a Hell's Angel from, you know, a Cossack if they didn't have the identifiable logo? And the answer is no, not unless you were deep into these gangs. All right, coming up next here on America Tonight, we're talking about the world of apps, something new and innovative next.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
It's been July with Extendo Bites.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement.
Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama don't do.
It's all about the app. An app can stand for a lot of things. From appetizer to apps, right? And we're always talking about technology, and we're always talking about the cool things that are happening with technology. So how about this? The Restaurant Zone is a tech startup that's dedicated to all things. I mean, all things related to the restaurant industry. And think about how the restaurant industry envelops all of us. So we have one of the website's co-founders, Matthew Rogers, on with us now to talk about the Restaurant Zone. And really being a business owner and being involved with both feet in on this startup. Hey, Matthew, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me tonight. It's great to be on here.
So what did you know? How did you know, and maybe this is a layup question, but how did you know to tap into the restaurant world? Because you knew that there were, there's always property and equipment and all kinds of restaurants and all kinds of things involved in running a restaurant business?
Mm-hmm. Of course. So when I was younger, I worked in the restaurant scene, doing ballet, kind of driving and serving, that type of thing. I was more familiar always with the web when I was younger. I loved doing different coding. And, you know, one of the things I kind of noticed was just how current classified sites were running. Not to rag on them or anything, but everyone has probably seen in the news how, you know, so, you know, XYZ is happening on a Craigslist or something like that, some sort of, you know, either scam or someone trying to take your money or even now killings and, you know, all these sorts of crazy things. So what we kind of thought about, you know, we're based out here in New York City, just in a huge, really lively restaurant sort of area in the Lower East Side, tons of restaurants opening and closing, and I have a lot of friends that are in the industry and work, and I was just kind of always picking their brains, trying to see, you know, how they operate, how they transact, and it was just like there was no real formal way of doing it. And, you know, with my programming background and some of my experience and just the knowledge of the classified space, we just thought, hey, like, there should be some central location, a marketplace for all these restaurant people. They can all, you know, exchange equipment or property, or they can do a lot of their hiring, their jobs, and anything like that. And we, you know, we just started to build a prototype and get some people trying the site. And now it's great. We have a bunch of users. It's really grown, and it's just really exciting, honestly.
So it's really grown. It's exciting. You realize that there was a need, and you found a perfect niche for yourself. And as you said, it's exciting because it's growing. Is that part of what it's about? Well, if you can meld somebody who knows how to code, you have the idea, you get the whole restaurant deal because you were doing the valet thing at one point in your life, and then you see, wow, all right, so here's where there is a hole, and we can fill this hole, right?
Yeah, and it was kind of, I was actually sitting with one of my friends who's a restaurant manager named Jordan, and basically, we were talking, and it was kind of really with him. I was like really kind of narrowing down and just picking his brain on how they, you know, how they hire and the problems they run into. And then, you know, from there, we really got the prototype. We made it free. We still are, for the most part, free. We want to really make this impactful for the community. And it was just a matter of like just really listening to the restaurants and hearing, like, you know, how we can cater to their needs, no pun intended. And just listening to them and just hearing, oh, you know, here are the problems they're currently running into, here are the things they need. And then exactly like you said, you know, having the coders and having the customer service people there, you know, part of the things we also do that's a little different than some of the classified sites is we have a very heavy kind of customer service where it's just like, you know, we're listening to the restaurant. They can pick up the phone, they can call us. They can do a live chat. They can do different things like that. And, you know, the current sites just had a lot of distractions, a lot of things kind of going on. Craigslist has like 200 categories, and we're just like, hey, listen, we just want to do restaurants. We just want to focus on you guys. And, you know, Kenny and I love eating, and we're constantly going out, you know, talking to the different restaurant owners. So, yeah, it just kind of all came together and worked.
And you described some of that with the live chat and whatnot. So in the restaurant realm, who can use this app? Is it all, you know, what if I'm a waitress and I'm looking for a job? Would I look through the classifieds?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the way we have it structured is, it's open to a lot of different restaurant professionals. So, for instance, a lot of the people looking for jobs, they have the ability to actually look through the jobs. And then another kind of thing we like that we just integrated is they can actually upload their resume. This is actually kind of different than some other sites where you're only allowed to write out your resume in text. They can actually just simply go, post an ad, upload their resume, like a PDF or a Word document, and it goes directly up on our site, and then a lot of people can recruiters and restaurants, they can see the resumes. And then actually, we actually help sometimes job match those people as well because we have that resume in our database and we're able to match those candidates with different opportunities that may arise. So, we're really excited about that because we've seen a lot of different restaurants, some bigger restaurants now, Denny's, Wegmans, and even some Dunkin' Donuts franchises here and there. They're all kind of using us for the hiring, and we've been able to fill in those positions. So we're feeling good about that, you know. A lot of people sometimes come to the live chat, and they're like, we just moved to New York City, and we're looking for a job. Help. And we're like, okay, let's, you know, this is what we can do for you, and just help them out. And for everyone looking for a job, we strongly believe, we want to make that free for them, like, and it's just totally free to go upload the resume. We really want to find and help people, get a job at a restaurant, especially if they're, like, moving to New York. We all know how stressful that can be looking for a job.
So it's New York-based. With any plans to roll it out beyond New York?
Yeah, so great point. So we are kind of really focusing on the New York City. Our goal is we have built it out to work all across the nation. It's just a matter of, we're an early startup. We don't want to bite off too much than we can chew, but people in other states are actually allowed to start posting ads. Just our efforts right now are mainly in New York, but we're trying to, as people come in, we have a bunch of interns coming in, and we have customer service we're hiring, and as more and more people visit the site, we'll obviously try to, serve them. And it's even funny now, we're getting emails from, all the way out from Australia and India and Canada, and we're like, oh my gosh. So we gotta stay focused. We're staying in New York, but definitely we have big plans to make this scalable and definitely help out everyone out there.
Even the name is great, the Restaurant Zone. How'd you come up with the name? Was that an ideation night where you were hanging around late, eating some pizza,
yeah,
and thinking, what should we call it?
Yeah, that was a fun one. So, yeah, we had a lot of different names. We were like Restaurant Exchange, Restaurant, Listings. And we couldn't find anything that actually popped. And we spent days and weeks, actually. And this was a long time ago. I actually worked with one of my really good friends. And he was actually a roommate of mine in college. And he had to work on his job full time. But at the time, he was doing a lot of consulting work with me. His name was David. And we were just kind of like just going back and forth. And it was just like one late night, we just finally struck it. And he was like, what about, we were both like, what about Restaurant Zone, And we were like, that sounds kind of a good ring to it. And we kind of liked how it it's like a zone. It's like a boundary. And we just thought, yeah, it's like, it's the zone for the restaurants. And it's just like it's their area that they can just do things. So that's kind of just how it came about. And it was like you said, a lot of late nights and pizza and stuff like that. And then finally we just, nailed it on the head.
Very cool. And then when you have an app, you're always thinking about what else can you add to it? What else can you add to the Restaurant Zone? What other things can you put on there on the site? What can you do with the classifieds, the job postings, all that kind of stuff? So I'm sure you sound like a very forward-thinking person. What's the next big thing? Expanding it, like I said, maybe nationally?
Yeah, expanding nationally. We want to create this technology that actually, an actual person looking for a job. Like, we all know, a lot of people like to just walk into restaurants and, find employment that way. It's very popular, at least here in New York, and I've heard in different areas. One of the things we want to integrate into our app is an actual location services so that they can just open up their phone and, open up the Restaurant Zone app and see, oh, look, here are different restaurants that are hiring. They can just sort of walk in. Based on where they're located. So if they're just standing there in Brooklyn, they can walk into the pizza shop. So that's actually a technology we're working on right now. And, we're also working on something what we've been noticing is a lot of people are just posting, like a lot of different restaurants that open up in New York, and even in other areas, they just post their restaurant openings and they just want to advertise some coupons and menus. And something we're going to do with that is also build technology that basically tells those restaurants how many eyeballs and clicks that they are getting. And finally, we're actually working with a lot of even Kickstarter food product listings. And a lot of found that a lot of different Kickstarter food products and restaurants, for that matter, are enjoying using our platform to kind of advertise themselves. And actually, funny enough, we're using Kickstarter right now to launch our stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're technical geniuses, too, some of the people that work at Kickstarter, no doubt. All right, I love it, the Restaurant Zone. How fun is this? Matthew Rogers, congratulations and continued success.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I needed someone to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no news. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose.
What's shaking, America? Change the lady hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And as we skid across the finish line, some parting shots for you. One, biker gangs, beware. They're out there. And what we saw happen in Waco might not happen in your backyard, but just be aware, as we were told by Pete in Texas, you just want to move aside, let's say, not cause any problems should you run upon somebody with a bandito symbol. Or a Cossack symbol, or Hell's Angels, perhaps. If they're being escorted by the cops, that's pretty obvious. And when you see the weaponry they had there, from the brass knuckles and the chains and the baseball bats and the knives, this was serious stuff. And, of course, the guns. So all the hogs were hauled off, and all the banditos, Cossacks and others, being processed. And they'll try to sort it all out. I mean, it's taken them almost 2 days to do that. To try to figure out who did what to who, when this started, who threw the first punch, the whole thing. Can you imagine? What a biker bloodbath in Texas. And that is the way to describe it. I just know it's pretty chilling when you have a sergeant say, I've never in my entire 34-year career seen anything like this ever. And because you can imagine, even in a place like Waco, Texas, he's seen a few things. He's definitely seen a few things. All right, here's a parting shot for you. I happen to catch David Letterman, and I watched Tom Hanks on David Letterman. And I have to say, Tom Hanks is the ultimate goodbye guest. When Jay Leno was signing off the air, Tom Hanks was one of the final guests. Tom Hanks was one of David Letterman's final guests, and he was pretty funny and played along. I like what I read the other day where Letterman said, "I'm naked and afraid," because he's been on the tube doing this freestyle show for a very long time. What did they say? He had like almost 20,000 guests, they estimated, in the entire time that he's done it, right? And remember, there's been reincarnations of David Letterman, because he had an NBC show to start off with, and his very first gig ever was as a weather person. And I like what some of the people have done that have come on. Bob Dylan is going to play on the Letterman show on Tuesday. How about that? Blowing in the Wind. Eddie Vedder, Tom Hanks were guests on the Monday show. Bill Murray is pretty funny. I mean, he's got that dry wit, and he's going to be on the same show as Bob Dylan. Can you imagine? Wednesday, who knows who the guests are, because that is the final night of the David Letterman show. Some of you are probably saying, good riddance, I never liked him anyway. I didn't get it. I didn't get his humor. And some of you maybe checked in with him now and then and thought he was, pretty funny. I give anyone credit for trying cutting-edge things. And in his time, in the different reincarnations of David Letterman, he did try some pretty clever things. And the top 10 list, I think, is an evergreen thing that really worked for Letterman. People liked the top 10 list, and they got pretty clever with it at times, people that they would have do the list. And some of the topics of the list, I thought, were pretty good. And then there were a few other staples of the show that he had from time to time, you know, different eras that were, I thought, brilliant. They were just great comedy bits, and he knew how to deliver the bit and then move on and not drag it out. And absolutely the top 10 fit that. This, boom, here's the top 10 list. They did it, and then move on from that. Remember Larry Bud Melman? I thought he was kind of funny. He was. He was funny, and that was a beginning kind of shtick thing for Letterman. And there were other sidekicks. Paul Schaefer, great band leader. He just kind of sucked up to Letterman in a sense. But I thought his eccentric ways were pretty funny and worked out well for that show. And I didn't watch the show all the time. In fact, I only watched it a little bit, but enough that I knew some of the Letterman gags. And the things that I liked were the top 10 lists and some of the guests and some of the clever writing. So we'll see what they do on Wednesday. Like I said, final shows are tough when you're trying to sum up however many years, and it's been a long time for him, over 30 plus years on the air period, but just with CBS, and how do you do that? How do you fade out into the sunset? And this is it, at least for this kind of show for him. And I mean, who knows if he comes back in different forms or goes and does something else. I can't imagine that he won't do anything, but I guess it's just a question of, you know, what would it be? How about that? What would it be? Also, in parting shots, as we said, from two completely different things, from the bloodbath in Texas with the bikers to David Letterman's final farewell, and you know, then this. And this has been kind of interesting to watch, I think. A lot has been written, and we started off talking about it at the top of the hour, over the amount of Republicans who are jumping in to the race and when they're jumping in. So why is it kind of staggered announcements, trying to figure out who's coming in next and when they're going to come in and what does that mean and how crowded will the field get? I mean, right now it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby. You know there's going to be like 20 plus, and then in the end you're going to whittle it down. It's going to be more like a Belmont and a half, maybe. But in one way, I was thinking about this today, there is a genius side to this, because as long as it doesn't continue through the debates, you keep refreshing who's jumping in. So in other words, geez, all these Republicans want to be president because they want to serve as the leader of the free world. They want to be a public servant. They want to be involved. They don't care how people try to dissuade you from taking that job. They're interested in jumping in. So it creates kind of a groundswell. I think the throwing in does do that. It does create a groundswell, and maybe that's not bad as long as that groundswell dies down and the field shrinks sooner rather than later when it gets closer to the election, because then it just becomes a free-for-all and everybody gobbles each other up, and I don't think that's good. Because you're forced to do that if you're constantly debating each other. I don't think that's the way they want to go. But in the beginning, when it's wide open like this, this is not even 2016. So let the groundswell continue. Yeah, why not? Chris Christie, hurry up and get in because you're going to have to get out. He keeps tiptoeing around it. But he pops up in New Hampshire or Iowa or wherever else. He's going to test the waters, and there's no question that he wants to put his name there in 2016. And he wants to put his name there because he could end up with a cabinet position or a VP position or something else if it's not going to be him. Because that's the other thing. With the attention you get, the tube time, the radio time, the ink, the op-ed pieces, the blogs, the Twitter time, all of that, it keeps your name out there. And there's something about the whole name recognition thing that is so vital for people to remember who you are. So a Christie or somebody else who is not going to challenge in the polls could end up still in a prime position, depending on who the candidate is, to snag a good gig within the administration if the Republicans were to win. So all the Republicans that are diving into this know that that's one of the potential outcomes. Not that that's what they're necessarily hoping for. They're hoping to get the nod. But if they don't and they get a lot of time and they hang around long enough and they say the right things, they could end up either in the secondary role or in a cabinet spot, right? So I say, and I changed my mind on this, keep the groundswell coming. Just don't let it go on forever. Cut it off before it becomes too much of a charade. On that note, make it count, everybody. And remember, 24/7, you can hit me up with your thoughts, comments, recipes. You want to vent? AmericaTonight.net.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.